4, HKX, mobile. And early, KN4, TFW. A little bit, not a whole lot. Rut during the day. Pretty easy day usually. Only day that all my stops are fairly close together and I don't have to drive all over the place to get there. And you can save on fuel. That liquid gold? Yeah, that's the way it is now for sure. First, not that I wanted to get there, but I have seen diesel fuel higher than this. I ever paid was about $4.50 or $4.60 a gallon, and that was 2010 when we were in remote Alaska. Best I ever seen it was just a little over $5, and I want to say that was 2007, 2008 when the fuel shortage come in, and diesel fuel got pretty high then, but you could still find it where you couldn't get gas at all. It's a long way from what it was when I was a kid. I remember gas and diesel, 50 cents. They'd given us a gallon glass jar and a quarter, and we ran down there to the local pump and the lady come out and pump it full and give you change back. No way anymore. The news media trying to strike fear into the people last night, telling them that there was going to be a shortage, start stocking up on toilet paper and essentials and everything and that, and do your Christmas shopping now because it was going to get bad, so they're trying to make a shortage happen. I was in Sam's this weekend doing our regular shopping, and they were limiting how many cases of water you could get, how much toilet paper, paper towels, and certain other products. You could only get one or two per customer. Going to get be a water shortage because a guy at work, his wife's like a manager at a Dollar General, and they get in a truck every day, and usually they get in water, and they hadn't had water in like 7 or 8 days. That's what the reason for that is. Plastic shortage, and so, you know, just you're not making any bottles, and you can't do any water. Lord knows they're making them so thin now they won't hardly stand up. If a bottle gets any thinner, you'll crush it when you try to open it. I heard that. Me and Susan was in Kohl's on Saturday, I believe, and I got to looking around, and the store looked full, but then when you got to really looking, you noticed that they had taken out several aisles and spaced things out, and that to give it the appearance of that they were good.
It's that too, and when you go to the grocery store, everything's just kind of full to the front.
Some powdered staples and that online yesterday.
To those.
Something like Amazon or something, or maybe Walmart pantry or something, you know, like an institutional size can of like powdered eggs and powdered milk and powdered cheese and things that had a shelf life of like, you know, 10 years.
Have water to get those.
By the house.
There's no shortage up here where I live. There's running water everywhere.
Boil it down and you should be good to go, right? You don't need a plastic container to put it in.
I remember growing up, I was drinking out of these streams without filtering it or anything up here. The water is just coming right out of the ground. I got a natural spring right by my house.
Do the unthinkable and drink from the hose, right?
To kill somebody, it'd kill me, because that's what we grew up on.
I know that's right.
decide for the day you didn't run in and out of the house when we were growing up, and the water hose was where you got your drink when you were thirsty.
We lived in the city, and we'd get up, get dressed, and leave in the morning and not come back until the street lights pretty much came on.
We had to be where our parents knew where we were at dark, but we didn't have to be in the house yet.
All day, and Mom would never know where we were.
That is, the other moms knew where you were at, and you were in just as much trouble.
Get on that one. KN4TFW.
Up here, KO4HX, for me, we've lived in several different places. We've bounced all over the county. And no matter where you're at, it's the kids out in the neighborhood always running around together. The other parents were right there to, with that wooden spoon or spatula, to bust that hind end just as quick.
If we didn't use those supplies, you could use them for going camping and stuff like that, you know, backpacking.
Always find a use for those staples, powdered eggs, powdered milk, that kind of stuff.
It might have to make it on beans and rice and an occasional bird out of the backyard, right?
Bird, rabbit, deer, yeah, whatever.
In a hurry this morning, I see. Seems like there's some of them in a real hurry this morning.
I better go ahead and say 7-3s. I'm coming up on my black hole. So I'm going to hop off here and let you get to work. Have a good day. Hope you have a good, awesome day, and things go well for you. And I'll keep an ear out for you this afternoon. KO4HX, and I'll be clear on your final.
Patrick, you have an awesome day and that, and a safe one, and I'll try to catch you this afternoon. KN4TFW.